This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
So he says, An-Najm al-Thaqib. The interesting thing here is that you have, in the previous surah, a reference to the fortresses, which I told you are defensive installations. And now you've got the word thaqib, which means piercing through, thaqaba, to pierce through a hole, or to, you know, like a catapult or a cannon or something, hits a wall and goes right through it. That's the idea of thaqaba, to bore through, to pierce through. And the idea of the star's light piercing through the darkness and reaching all the way to us. That's sort of the idea. But the attribute thaqib is used elsewhere in the Quran too. And it's an interesting correlation. إِلَّا مَنْ خَطِفَ الْخَطْفَةَ فَأَتْبَعَهُ شِهَابٌ ثَاقِبٌ. Meaning the jinn, if you remember, the jinn try to steal information from the sky. And when they do, what Allah does is, there's a meteor, a burning star, that is shot at them, that pierces through and shoots at them. And for those that get too close, it actually goes right through them, meaning it shoots them dead. That's what it does. So the word thaqib is used there again. In other words, it's a mental connection that's been drawn in the Quran of the idea of the stars being defensive installations that protect the skies, that shayateen don't have access to, and that from which the revelation descends. And also the ones that have close watch on all the criminal behavior that's been going on. So from An-Najm al-Thaqib, you're kind of getting the notion that the star that's twinkling at me is actually the visitor that's visiting me by his sight, meaning these stars are almost a representation even of the angels. The angels that Allah has sent as witness over us, they are by the stars, they are by the buruj of the stars. And they're the ones that, doesn't matter what distance, their gaze on us and their watch over us pierces through. So we're not left to our own devices. We are under surveillance. This is An-Najm al-Thaqib. They say, that's why اختِرَاقٌ دَقِيقٌ لِعُمُقِ الشَّيْءِ الْمَتِينِ. It's actually for something to pierce through and tear through from an extended far difference. That's the idea of thaqib. الثاقب أي الذي يخترق الفضاء. يَمْتَدُّ بِجُرْمِهِ السَّابِحْ فِي الْفَضَاءِ أَوْ بِضَوْئِهِ. Something that pierces through because of its light. Others actually commented that the idea of light piercing through the darkness, Allah is, comparing the revelation of the Qur'an itself. Meaning the Qur'an came in a time of great darkness, and through that darkness this light came through and reached all the way to humanity. Right? So it's a parallel. And that parallel has been made other places in the Qur'an also. For instance, he says, فَلَا أُقْسِمُ بِمَوَاقِعِ النُّجُومِ وَإِنَّهُ لَقَسَمٌ لَوْ تَعْلَمُونَ عَظِيمٌ إِنَّهُ لَقُرْآنٌ كَرِيمٌ. The placement of the stars and the falling of the stars, I swear by them that this is a noble Qur'an. Meaning just like the stars are a means by which navigation happens in the middle of the night, the Qur'an's ayat are a means by which navigation happens in the night of misguidance. You know, the desert traveler actually can find his way much easier at nighttime because he relies on the stars for guidance. His only hope for surviving the journey is the night stars. They're his navigation system. And in the darkness of this world, the ayat of the Qur'an serve exactly the same purpose. We're surrounded by darkness, and here you have the light of Allah in the stars, in these ayat, each one of them, that actually reaches all the way to us to allow us to have guidance. And of course, it's also a symbol of beauty. In any case, now Allah makes this oath about these stars that are gazing on us, and then, or this one that's watching us, and then he says, well, you don't have to be that far, you don't have to worry about being that far, or the installation that's so far and its light is reaching you. As a matter of fact, each one of you has the institution of guardianship put over you. In kullu nafsin lamma alayha hafiz. This is translated in two ways. For the Arabic students here, you can understand that lamma can be read lamma, and in another qira'ah, lama. Okay, so it's two qira'at. In kullu nafsin lamma alayha hafiz. And in kullu nafsin lamma alayha hafiz. When you say it's lamma alayha hafiz without the shadda in that qira'ah, then this ma in grammar is called ma za'ida, ma az-za'ida, which actually means that this ma is there for emphatic purposes. It doesn't mean no. Which then, what the ayah would mean then is inna kulla nafsin alayha hafiz. And the ma is there to emphasize it. No doubt about it, every single person for sure truly does have a guardian watching over them. Every single person has a guardian and a recorder. Hafiz means two things, someone who guards and someone who records, watching over them. They've got one installed on them. So there's the star in the distance, but actually there's someone right over you. And every time you look at the star now, there's a connection made. By the way, just like that star reaches you, there's a guard right next to you too, that's watching over you. That's that Allah has installed over you. Now this hafiz does a few things. One, the recording of our deeds. Two, guarding us. guarding us in the sense that yursilu alaykum hafaza, he says. He sends guardian angels over you. When you're driving your car, that the fact that your brakes don't fail is not just because you had them checked. It's because there are angels at work that are keeping the truck driver next to you from falling asleep and ramming into you. There are angels at work that are guarding you in every place that you go. This is Allah's promise to you. That's their job, to guard you. But the other meaning of a guard is not positive, it's also negative. If you have a security guard or a prison guard watching over you, means at any time when you get out of line, what could the guard do? He could grab you. This is actually almost in a sense an extension of inna batsha rabbika lashadid. Allah's grabbing is pretty intense.
Hey guys, you just watched a small clip of me explaining the Quran in depth as part of the Deeper Look series. Studying the Quran in depth can seem like a really intimidating thing that's only meant for scholars. Our job at Bayyinah is to make deeper study of the Quran accessible and easy for all of you. So take us up on that challenge. Join us for this study, the deeper look of the Quran, for this surah and many other surahs on bayyinatv.com under the Deeper Look section.